they are going to put VAT on petroleum. So that instead of reducing the prices for petrol, they want us to vote that we are going to support a VAT that will increase petrol prices. And that's what we say we wouldn't agree, the minority wouldn't agree.
Apart from that, what things do you think the budget has that Ghanaians will benefit from?
I don't see any benefit. For the third time, if we add the review budget, what new has the budget introduced now? There is nothing the budget has for us.
Nothing.
I don't see anything good. Praying around with where, and there is nothing new. What is new in the budget?
For me, the key areas which I'm very happy about is that we are going to solve the water problem. You know, water has been a challenge for our people. And so if we have been able to invest in the expansion of the pump waterworks, and then we've laid new pipelines, and we believe that at the end of this year, we are going to put this facility into operation, where people will begin to get adequate potable water to drink. And I think that is a responsible government that is using the loans into profitable ventures.
Talking about loans, the minority side raised a placard which says they should stop corruption now. What do you make of that?
People who live in glass houses should not throw stones. These are the more corrupt people in this country that are asking government to stop corruption. Now we have agencies that are tracking corruption, and that's the reason why we are seeing people who are indulging corrupt acts. In those days, what happened? They were asking for evidence and things. Now the Auditor-General report is now being implemented, where people who are found capable are being prosecuted, and that is a responsible government.
In fact, one cannot tell exactly what is new there.
Are you sure there is nothing new in the energy petroleum sector?
Talked about increasing capacity of power generation from 2,000 to 5,000, and it's still the same. Nothing has been added. What was added last year is still the same thing. That is, in fact, there's a reduction because some of the plants have failed and they are not working. Akosumbo, we have problems there. To go to Abwazi thermal plant, some of the plants are not working simply because of light crew problems. Some of them have technical problems that they have to solve.
I saw the minority holding placards asking for fuel prices to be reduced.
Yes.
Are you justified in asking for that to be done?
Well, certainly, because you look at the well price of crude, come down quite significantly. Crude price several years ago used to be around 140, and now it's around $80 per barrel. And we think that that is a justification for a reduction, at least for a breather for the people of this country.
For the first time in the history of this country, a gas infrastructure will come on stream. We didn't have it before. When we're going for that loan, you remember that they criticized us. Today, it is the gas that will eventually become the savior of the economy. Because if the energy crisis must be resolved, the gas is key. If we must reduce how much money we spend to get energy across the people, it's the gas that will bail us out. So indeed, if all the things that the minister spells out in the energy sector, particularly in the gas sector, that is why he's saying that we are talking about a gas era. We are hopeful that the investment has been wise, the borrowing has been justified. We are borrowing and we have something to show for it. When they borrowed, they should also come and show us the evidence that they borrowed so much and this is what they used it for.
I'm just confused where we are going. Whether it is Washington that is ruling us or Ghana that is ruling us, I'm seriously confused. I don't think that is good for us. I think that the Washington guys have stamped their authority on us. They stamped their will on us. We are swallowing it like a ball of fufu, and our people are going to suffer for it. Because you see, the Americans are bringing us some money, but they are telling you that government should not subsidize anything that has to do with utilities. That is water, electricity, gas. We should pay full cost recovery. We are not Americans, for God's sake. IMF has come to say that, okay, you know what? You have to add 17.5% on petroleum-related products. You are going to the pump today, you're going to pay another 17.5% on petrol, on diesel, on premix, on kerosene, on gas. Where are we going as a country? And you want me and our side to support this bill? It's a very clear thing. We're not going to support it. We are going to vote against it. And if they will not agree, we'll walk out. We cannot be running a country like this.